they run it. Moreno behind Mitch Unrein. Nope, and actually Peyton Manning with the play fake. And Peyton Manning scampers into the end zone.
That is one for the ages.
No one saw that coming last year. Not even seven-time Pro Bowl defensive end DeMarcus Ware. Now with the Broncos, Ware still has to look across the line and see Peyton Manning. But now it's during practice. Coming off of elbow surgery, Ware says he's still not quite 100%, but his confidence is coming back, and he's starting to settle in with his new team.
You know, the defensive line, they really are really a close-knit group, and they really just, you know, brought me in, and I feel really comfortable here. I mean, you're still getting to know everybody's personality and what you can say and what you can't say, but that's what this game is about, you know, going into a new environment and how well you accept change.
Known as a leader and a locker room guy, Ware could help fill the void left by two of last year's defensive captains.
I think as you play and as you're here and as you show that you're a guy that can be counted on, then your voice becomes a little more important. And so that's why I think you kind of grow into it. You know, very rarely does a guy just plug himself and say, hey, I'm the leader. So as coaches, that's something that we encourage, obviously, for guys to step up and take charge and be accountable and take responsibility for each other.
Ware already had the respect of Terrence Knighton, who willingly gave up his number 94 jersey, but it came at a price.
He said leave it undisclosed, so I'm just going to go with that. And just know it was a little bit more than, you know, other guys get just because I felt like I did a really good job in 94. And you know, they're probably going to start making jerseys and stuff, so I told him, you know, he have to pay for all that and, you know, reimburse my mom for all the 20 jerseys she bought. So it was a pretty penny, though.
At DeValley, I'm Phil Milani, Broncos TV.